美国神韵纽约艺术团的演出在大洛杉矶地区造成轰动，吸引社会各界人士到场观赏。宗教界人士利尔·卡提尔和前著名芭蕾舞团助理安娜·朱莉·史登分别谈到了对神韵演出的看法。请看本台记者从洛杉矶发来的报道。
So incredible, everything about it, and the precision, and how they made everything look so easy, which is absolutely totally impossible, because that must not be so easy to do, and the aesthetics and the color and everything about it was just amazing. It really was. I'm a Scientologist. I enjoyed it. I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it.
For quite a while, I worked for the Joffrey Ballet, and I was the assistant to the artistic director, Gerald Arpino. I love the performance. I think the dancing is just wonderful. And to have a live orchestra is really a great luxury.Oh, they're very skilled professionally, dancing-wise. Very, very skilled. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, first class.
新唐人记者邵可纯、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
艺术能轻易打破国界、种族、职业和年龄等障碍。神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶第二场的完美演出，让观众不分男女老少都大为赞扬。下面请看报道。
退休的音乐老师黄明信对神韵留下了深刻的印象。
我到美国已经三十几年了，第一次看到这么高水准的演出啊！交响乐者也是很高水准的。
曾在电影《破绽》等片担纲演出的 Garth Chen 表示，很难得能在洛杉矶看到这样高水准的中国古典舞。
I really like it, and you can see that all the dancers work very, very, very hard, and their work pays off.
退休的西班牙裔电工安素雷斯则是意犹未尽，想再看一次。
It's fantastic. It's great. The orchestra plays just perfectly, coordinated well with the dancers and the singers, and the piano player is just fantastic. Even though I don't know her name, but it is a great show for anybody. It doesn't matter what language.
有点害羞的小詹妮佛也有话想说。
I love the show and I think it's awesome. It's like my favorite Chinese show.
他还想告诉同学。
I just love the show and I think you should see it.
新唐人记者邵可纯、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
受过专业舞台训练的演员及舞蹈家，在观看完美国神韵纽约艺术团的完美演出后赞不绝口，强力推荐。请看洛杉矶传来的报道。
受过专业舞台剧训练的女演员科特里尔表示，神韵的独特演出绝无仅有，无处可寻。
I think it's absolutely amazing. I think that it's really something that you're never going to see. Like, you just have to come and see the show. It just makes you feel like you're part of the whole culture. You feel like you're on stage with them because the colors of the costumes and the music, and just you feel like you have a spiritual enlightening going on. It's surreal almost.I don't even know where you would see a production like this at, honestly, because it's amazing. I am so enthralled because there's so many intricate things. They're not just ballerinas, they're doing acrobats, they're artists, and they play instruments, and then they're teaching you things in the culture that most people probably would never know. But even if you're Asian, if you're not Asian, there's just something for everyone. It's really a great performance. So I recommend that everybody takes an opportunity to come visit. It's unbelievable. It really is.
前以色列舞蹈家施魏格尔认为，演员们身手矫健灵巧，演出精彩万分。
The coordination of the guys and the girls are beautiful. And the costumes and the idea and the thoughts behind it, it's really dramatic and I'm really enjoying it. You know, even though I don't understand the language so much, but you know, I really enjoy the whole scene and the colorful.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
约翰逊夫妇在洛杉矶明星聚居的地区建筑豪华住宅，他们观看了4月30号在洛杉矶帕萨迪纳市政剧院上演的最后一场神韵演出后，非常激动地说，所有的美国人都应该来看神韵。
I feel like I'm in another world right now, so it's kind of difficult to collect my thoughts, but I think it's something that all Americans should see because it's aspiring to a perfection and a joyousness and an innocence that you don't see anymore because the world is a little bit corrupted. You know, the art form reminds me of what happened in the golden age of film, like in the 1930s, when there's this joy and happiness shining from people and it's held on a pedestal. the beauty and the light. And what I thought was interesting is you not only learn about history, but you also bring with this cultural art form, you're bringing to light like some of the current crises going on, and also talking about like spiritual things like why we're here, and there's humor in it, and it was just wonderful. I just loved it. I'd like to see it again. I think it'd be really important for young people. I think all young Americans should see this. I think it's something that's lost from American culture, the innocence and the beauty, and you know it's something that it's a choice you make to strive for perfection and to bring you know joy and uplift the spirit. I really enjoyed it.
It was fabulous, and I thought it was so moving and so inspiring, and so peaceful and. I love the colors and the dance and the rhythm and the drums and the beat. And it's fabulous. It's something that everybody needs to see, to experience and to enjoy. And so we can all appreciate.
新唐人记者邵克淳、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
凯伦·龙是一家装饰公司的设计师，他在观看了神韵纽约艺术团5月3日在美国圣地亚哥的首场演出后，他表示整个演出壮观而且完美无缺。
Oh, it is absolutely stunning and breathtaking. I mean, it literally took my breath away. Well, the synchronization, the costuming, the dancers,The singers, everything was just perfection. Well, I love the way you brought the history in. I mean, it was very informative to me and educational also. I loved the way they did a combination of bringing in the video work, along with the dance. All of that was just absolutely breathtaking to tell your story. I thought it was quite interesting and surprising where they talked about the persecution.For your faith over in China. So I thought it was amazing that they brought that out, but I think it's good. It's good for them to speak and to make the world know what's going on. The dance was just, again, as I said, breathtaking.
新唐人记者王慧平、苏香兰、圣地亚哥采访报道。神韵对于南加州帕萨迪纳市的很多人来说已经不陌生了。4月29日，神韵纽约艺术团在帕萨迪纳市政剧院的演出更是被细心的夫妻选中，作为在特殊日子送给对方的绝好礼物。
You know, it's my husband's birthday and he wants to see it today.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's
birthday
go.
People. It's very rich in culture, very unique. I'm originally from the Philippines, but the dancers are so graceful.And each movement tells a story, so I really like it.
Dancers are all graceful, both men and women are very graceful. They're all like, we're awe. And all the scene tells us a story. You know, it tells us a beautiful story about the teacher and about, you know, the horses and the monks. I love the monks, that's the funny one. And we recommend it.We recommend it as soon as we get home or on the way home, we're going to text and recommend it.
My wife, by bringing her, and you know, it was kind of a surprise, but she was the one that received the ticket, so I had to tell her what was that about. But I've been wanting to come in for a while and then, you know, experience something different, something, you know, something good, something magical.
I really didn't know what to expect. My husband brought me. It's our date night. So he bought the tickets.Probably about a month ago, and he said, we're going out, and I said, okay, and we came, and it was just amazing. It was magical.
The orchestra and the singers, the opera, the singers were amazing.
More detailed than I was expecting. It was very vibrant, very beautiful, very energetic.
Do you think you mission accomplished?
Yes, excellent.
I think so. Absolutely.
Excellent, yes.
肯尼亚总领事奥伦加在观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的演出后表示，神韵如此令人鼓舞，浑然来自天外。他的朋友同样来自肯尼亚的卡维亚是第二次观看神韵，他表示每一位观看神韵的观众都得到了神的祝福。
I loved it. It was absolutely my first time to come to a live Chinese dance show. And it was completely different from what I thought, you know, from what I was expecting. It was not just entertaining, it was also, you know, teaching. It had a lot of meaning. It got me thinking, you know, a lot of times they were showing where do you come from, where are you going, why are you here, are you just passing through and leaving nothing. I want to recommend it to all my friends. In fact, I'm going to come back again.
洛城业主卡维亚是第二次观看神韵。
I'm speechless. Every year, the creativity, the costumes, the dances are so beautiful. You really understand the meaning of what is beautiful when you watch the graceful ladies come on stage. It's very inspiring. And each song, each dance has a story. We as humans are looking for the bigger message, as something to inspire us. And the angels that come down on that stage are truly angels, because everybody that leaves to go home now is going to be blessed to have to see this show.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
许多美国加州洛杉矶一届人士在洛杉矶帕萨迪纳剧院观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团的演出后表示，从未看过如此独一无二的演出，并相约明年还要再来看。
I thought the show was wonderful. And I've been to China, and I have not seen this type of dance, so I think it was very informative to see how graceful and how acrobatic and how beautiful they dance.The performers were had very talented. I thought that the costumes were beautiful. I thought that for us to learn the traditional Chinese dance was really wonderful. And I would highly recommend it to anyone else who wants to see it.
I can say unique. I never seen that before. And I'm sure that I will not be able to see it again like this. I'm waiting for next year. Just we have to see it.
It was beautiful, beautiful, one of a kind. The meaning of the songs that they sang, it was beautiful. I loved it. I loved it. That's a big and beautiful experience that we had. We never saw anything like this before. And we're going to see you next year.
Even though it's a different culture, but it has a lot of meaning in the culture, especially for a woman, and how they have, what kind of task they have in life.And what are the tolerance they have to have, and flexibility, and all of those, which was very, very beautiful. The dresses, the colors, the background, the combination, it was just wonderful.
When I enjoy it, when got mine really nice, very, very enjoyment with this opera, with the music, with the dance, with ballet, everything. It was a unique piece, really. It was very good. I wish I could next year come here too.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。神韵在南加州吸引了许多回头观众，全新的节目不仅让他们再次受到震撼，更让他们期待神韵下一次的光临。我们来听一听他们的反馈。
Oh, it's the second time that I've seen it.
We came last year at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
And we enjoyed that, and we decided to come back again when it was here in Pasadena.
I've seen it before, and I've enjoyed it very much each time.
Oh, so this is the second time.
This is the fourth time.
I'm so happy that Shen Yun is here, and so we can have the honor of experiencing it.
It's excellent in the fact of the, how they, the portrayals, the historical portrayals of what's going on, and put it in a music form.And the artistry of the whole story. I appreciate that very much.
You can just see that they really enjoy, you know, performing, and it's fantastic.
The triumph of the human spirit over oppression. And the dance is beautiful, the costumes are beautiful, the story is relevant and important.
Beautiful, the scenery is beautiful, the costumes are wonderful, and of course the dancers are marvelous. I enjoyed every bit of it.
We're looking forward to seeing them again.
I look forward to its coming back. So that...
神韵在美国洛杉矶帕萨迪纳剧院的演出吸引了各族裔人士，华人女士林月珍从拉斯维加斯开车4个小时前来观看神韵，为神韵感动落泪。
而残疾人士麦克则表示神韵充满了能量，让他忘却了时间，忘却了病痛。请看来自洛杉矶的报道。
我今天是早上从7:30就开车，开了4个小时，专程为了来看一场秀。不过是相当相当好，我也很感动，我真的很喜欢这场秀。我觉得每一个部分对我来讲都是很好。应该是说一开幕的那一个救世主，当我看到那个救世主，我就很感动。而且当时真的是蛮不错，呀，蛮感动。每一个演员都表现得相当相当的好，而且他们也相当的卖力去演出这一场秀，真的是很感动。他们真的是很辛苦很辛苦，演出的也相当的成功。
I'm disabled. I had back surgery and I haven't recuperated completely yet. I love the show. It's very good. Very energetic. I normally can't sit for a long time and I haven't noticed the pain at all because of the show's been kept me occupied. I just forgot the time. Doesn't seem like it's been any time at all. It's very good. The energy is amazing. I would like to see it again. It's really good.
清唐人记者苏香兰、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
神韵在洛杉矶的演出也吸引了一些年轻的学子。22岁的拉蒂西亚·艾斯特拉达是加州大学北岭分校政治学专业的学生，也是一位记者。他首先对神韵的服装和天幕赞不绝口。
Honestly, I can't really tell you how amazing it is. I love the attire. It's so vivid. The colors are so vivid, and I love the whole screen on the background. It's just so amazing, and it makes you like actually believe that you're in there, which is very very fascinating. And I'm having a great time.
Leticia 的同学 Aaron Goldhammer 是一位犹太人。他表示，我们的故事这个舞蹈让他很有感触。
My family was in Auschwitz in the Second World War, and I found the scene where the teacher was taken away by the security forces very, very telling from a story that I was taught. In 1944, my grandparents and family were also taken away for believing in certain beliefs, and I found that very, very touching.That a lot of this is still going on today in modern China. Very, very moving seeing how everybody is so believing in the dance, believing in the music, and feeling the music and the atmosphere around them. And it's extremely moving. And we really do enjoy the show very, very much. We hope that despite any opposition from the Chinese government and any other forces around the world, that this show continues.To perform everywhere without any type of opposition, and that we should all live in freedom and hope for better times.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶报道。
香港神韵演出受阻案主办方胜诉一事鼓舞香港各界，多位香港资深传媒人欢迎法庭的裁决，认为守护了香港司法独立和言论自由的核心价值。他们并衷心期盼神韵冲破黑暗的阻力，成功在香港上演。
一直关注神韵案件的香港开放杂志执行编辑蔡永梅表示，神韵主办方胜诉意义重大，为香港人守护了香港的核心价值。
一个是香港的法治，另外一个就是关于香港的言论和表达自由。我们现在已经感受到香港的言论表达自由在一步步的这样的一个退，那么就说所以我们觉得这个神韵你们去起诉这个事，我就是维护了这样一个我们香港的一个他们叫做核心价值嘛。
他表示，目前最重要是向入境处追讨赔偿，下一步蔡永梅衷心的期盼神韵能够成功在香港上演，为中国人带来希望。
如果能够演出，我就很祝福他，因为他经历了这样的一个挫折，这样一个困难，如果能够在香港演出，而且他的演出还有一种象征意义，就是说在北京的黑手之下，我们还能够维持香港的一种法治，香港的这个表达自由。
国际记者联会香港及中国区代表胡丽云则希望败诉方吸取教训，不要再沦为打压言论自由的黑手。
咁我亦都希望嘅就系话到呢一个嘅香港入境处能够可以真系依足程序嚟到去办事，唔好有任何一啲嘅额外嘅一个嘅思考，去用一个嘅非合法嘅程序。来到去决定一啲嘅事可以嚟或者唔嚟。
新唐记者梁真在香港报道。
新唐人电视台举办的第三届全世界华人武术大赛亚太区初赛将于8月6号在台湾台北市举行。香港咏春元老霍超师傅称赞大赛发扬中国传统重武德的武术精神，表示大力支持，并且祝贺大赛年年举办成功。
83岁高龄的霍超师傅目前担任佛山精武会顾问，被人尊称为咏春元老。他早年曾先后跟随佛山赞先生再传弟子梁福初和咏春三雄之一的大力姚才习武。60年代初期在香港设馆授徒，其徒弟遍布美国、欧洲及大陆。霍超为人低调，不喜追求名利，他强调传统中国武术精神以武德为先。
武德就最重要。所以師傅教啲學生第一樣嘅就教你呢個人一定要正，點樣正呢？行得正，企得正，立得正，學嘅要正，做人又話要正啊！咁多種正先學得到一套小年頭。
他指出，以前師傅傳授功夫是師傅找徒弟，
品行啊，德行啊，同埋睇佢嘅係咪善良嘅格啊，咁先係肯傳授。
得知新唐人电视台即将举办第三届全世界华人武术大赛，他盛赞是好事，并表示大力支持。
第一可以推广中国嗰啲武术，咁啊第二咧就可以联络全世界啲人认清楚啊，我哋中国嘅武术，我就极之赞成，即系我本人嚟讲好嘅主意嚟嘅，咁啊亦都祝福你哋，希望你哋。搞得好成功啦，每一年都搞啊！
谈到咏春拳，霍师傅指出，短手短脚、近身贴打，这些是咏春的特色。新唐人记者林秀瑜在香港报道。
以烧鹅闻名世界的香港老字号雍记酒家，多年来稳坐香港第一食府交椅，获奖无数。老板甘建成赞扬新唐人全世界中国菜厨技大赛推广中华传统饮食文化做得非常成功，值得饮食业褒奖。
创业60多年的中华雍记酒家以传统粤菜奠定香港饮食业地标地位，最近又荣获米芝莲一星及亚洲20大最佳餐厅等荣誉。老板甘建成先生赞扬新唐人立足传统，发扬中国美食，值得褒奖。
好似你哋你哋电台举办嗰个美食咧嘅比赛咧，根本系对于我哋认为系杯奖，你哋系可以继续食啊，或者继好成功。
谈到雍记成功的秘诀，他认为有三点：
以客为尊咯，同埋咧以食物为标准咯，即系以传统嚟可以即系创新咯，就变咗适应每一个国家嘅同埋嘅胃每日个人嘅胃口啦。
毕生钻研中华饮食文化的他，感慨中华美食的博大精深。
我哋其实广东菜，我哋自己呢度咧，都系其中一个省份嘅菜式嘅啫。咁已经系比其他外国菜嘅菜种系多好多，好极大丰富嘅。我哋应该去特别去发扬佢。
对于将于9月在纽约举行的第四届全世界中国菜厨技大赛，甘建成希望赴美观摩，共襄盛举。
新唐人嘅厨艺大赛。这个嚟嘅应该值得去继续举办，每一年更好嘅一年，我希望能够抽空去到参加咯。
新唐人记者梁真在香港报道。